when the child comes in and this is his first exposure to school, one of the main considerations for the teacher is what has this child's exposure been to pre-literacy? What kind of language goes on in the home? There's a lot of studies that show that the lower the income, the lower the education of the parents, the less language the children are exposed to at home. Less words, less smaller vocabulary, shorter sentences, less direct questioning, all of the things that contribute to a solid foundation for developing literacy in school. We don't want to assume that because a family is low income, that they all have come into school with poor skills. The main point is to take a look at what the child brings to school, their background. It's all about language. It's knowing how to listen, how to understand the vocabulary, how to ask questions. Many children at home, they're not allowed to ask questions, particularly for information from their parents. They're not allowed to initiate conversation with adults. And here they are in the interaction where they're with a teacher who is an adult and a strange adult as it is. So in those early years, it's all about developing language skills, comprehension skills, and expression skills. So teachers need to be aware that you need to have that very firm foundation in language as a prerequisite for literacy. And if you fail to build that, the child will be forever behind. They need to do a lot of reading, developing vocabulary, making sure the children really understand what's being read, not just reading the book once, but sometimes it takes 4 and 5 times to read the book, much as children do in a family where the book is read, the same book, every day for a month or 2 months, because that becomes the child's favorite book. All too often, classroom teachers think that once they read the story, then that's enough. But if you're going to develop a basis for literacy, it has to follow that same route where children get the information, they learn to ask the questions about it, they learn to predict what's going to happen, all of which happens in homes where literacy is developed early. That same process has to follow as children are entering into school who don't have that foundation.